Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Sometimes the weather is unfavorable, or that summer crop comes off late, or more time is needed to clean up fall emerging weeds. The delayed planting window may be too narrow for most wheat varieties, but not with Butler's Gold, a hard red winter variety intended for late planting. Butler's Gold has a unique growth pattern where it could start late but sprint to the finish with top-tier yield potential and high protein and test weight. Butler's Gold is named after OSU sprinter James Butler, who won the 1980 Olympic trials in the 200-meter dash. Check out okgenetics.com.
Well, live cattle traders were uncertain of direction yesterday, closing slightly lower in all contracts, except front month August. The final day to trade the August contract is tomorrow, leaving it trading close to cash. Traders are uncertain over the aggressiveness of packers this week. No bids were posted, with packers content to see how the strength of the corn market will play out and how anxious feedlots might be to move cattle. Packers purchased some cattle ahead last weekend, will likely continue to do that again this week, as long as they do not need to chase the market higher. However, lighter show lists were distributed yesterday, which may change the thinking. Boxed beef was higher, with choice up 28 cents, select up $3.99. Hogs did find some support yesterday. Short covering took place as traders did not want to press the market to the downside anymore. However, the gap in the October contract remains below the market and was not filled during the massive sell-off. Cash and cutouts were not the catalyst to provide support, with the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showing cash was down 90 cents. Softer wheat prices overnight, with most contracts setting back 3 to 9 cents following yesterday's surge. While wheat is giving back a portion of those gains, the more important feature in our opinion is the fact December at all three exchanges pushed above the mid-August highs. This marks the first time Kansas City has notched a legitimate higher high since May. Wheat contracts slowed their rate of descent over the last 2 months, rounding a bottom in the process. Weaker corn prices overnight, with futures giving back around half of the previous day's gains as most contracts fall 7 to 9 cents. Wheat contracts are also lower, but it's the selling in the soy complex which has been the constant. And lower trade across the soy complex overnight, with soybeans leading losses as most contracts fall another 19 to 24 cents. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, weaned calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
At the close yesterday, the October live cattle down 15 cents, 142.90. December down 17, 148.92. September feeder cattle down 227, 179.92. October down 232 at 181.07. October hogs up $1.60, 92.25. December up $1.65 at 84.60. Kansas City wheat, September is up 29 and a quarter, 912.5. December is up 30 and a quarter at 912.5. Chicago wheat, September up 35 and a quarter, 820. December up 37 and a half cents, 842 and three quarters. September corn up 15 cents, 683 and three quarters. December is up 18 and three quarters at 683. September soybeans down 70 and a half, 1534 and three quarters. November down 23 and a half cents, 1437 and three quarters.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.